and Skinny Skier break off rhymes and HSOs on the Mavs postgame show. Live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavericks home game. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:38 is the time. Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And those who muse so gently are going to be at Stone Appliance tomorrow from 5:30 until 10. So go out there and see them. This is the one in Grapevine. South Main Street at 114 in Grapevine is where it is at tomorrow. Stone Appliance for the gentle musers. Well, I hope everybody is aware that we are about a week out from ticket stock. Hopefully, everybody's planning on making their way down to the Plano Center once again for another big ticket stock. This is brought to you by Hummer. And no doubt it will be everything that ticket stock usually is. Lots of fun round tables, the ticket time wasters. We'll be there Friday night, and all the other usual shenanigans that have gone on at ticket stock will be there, except this year it is bigger, it's better. Could be the best ever.
Probably will be. Probably will be.
Could be.
A lot of new things we're doing this year.
Right.
Which is going to be cool. And, of course, it's going to be kicked off with the time wasters on Friday night, right?
Well, actually, midget wrestling is going to kick it off.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're opening up for the time wasters.
Well, I'd certainly make it a point to be there for that.
Well, you love midgets.
I do.
And Grego loves wrestling. It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
What? Yeah, you do.
No, I don't love wrestling.
Why are you lying?
Who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
Admit it.
Thunderbolt Patterson.
See? You love... See? You love wrestling.
Surely that could be used somehow.
Thunderbolt Patterson.
Thunderbolt Patterson.
Never heard of
him.
Was
he the Fritz Von Erich era?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did he wear a unitard?
I forgot what he wore.
A cape?
No, he didn't wear a cape.
A mask?
No, he was pretty...
Face paint?
He was a good guy.
Cod piece?
No, no.
Nipple tassels?
It was the 60s.
So? Those things
actually
could happen then.
That's right. 70s.
Wrestling probably hadn't evolved to nipple tassels.
I don't think it has yet.
It will.
I'm hoping.
Where is ticket stock this year?
The same place it's been for the last decade, ding dong.
Where's that?
The Plano Center.
Oh.
Well, it hasn't been there for the last decade.
Well, damn near.
There have only been 10 of them. And most of them have been in the place that it is this year, the Plano Center.
Mm-hmm. At Spring Creek in 75 in Plano.
Right, on Spring Creek, actually, just to the east of 75. But there have been some other locales for ticket stock. But it's been the Plano Center for some time now.
What was the crappiest ticket stock?
Mesquite.
Where was that? Where was
it
held
like
in Mesquite?
In an abandoned Kmart?
Yeah, I thought it was in the back of a Walmart.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And it was terrible?
Wasn't good.
Did anybody show up?
No,
yeah.
It was
packed.
We had to stock cheese for 2 days up front at the front of that Kmart.
What?
I don't get it.
Stock cheese at the front of the Kmart for 2 days?
We're really out of stuff here, aren't we? We have run out of stuff.
Oh, hey, I'm just trying to give ticket stock a little love.
But yes, the time wasters will play Friday night.
After midget wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
How long is that going to go on?
Midget wrestling?
Yeah.
I believe it's from
how long can it take,
7 to 8, and then the time wasters are 8:30 till 10.
Is that it?
Or 8 to 9:30? I think it's 8 to 9:30 is the time wasters. Midget wrestling 7 to 8. Yeah, okay. We're 8 to 9:30.
Now, how are time wasters rehearsals going?
Oh, we haven't even had one yet, Mike.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
What, Greg?
I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Oh, good. No, we're having our first one tomorrow night.
Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Am I invited?
I would love to have you there. Probably about 7:30 o'clock.
All right, who else performing?
Everyone.
The usual
suspects. We'll have...
You doing Norm?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Norm. Well, Norm.
Who else here has a song titled Norm?
No, I will not be doing Norm.
Why, might I inquire?
Because I have worked up three numbers that have yet to be heard before.
Three new songs?
Three.
Really?
Wouldn't it be great if we could get Dizzy D and Coco on?
Snake.
Wouldn't it be great? I wish I had their phone number.
I do two.
Yep, three songs.
You're going to do three songs?
Yes.
Is it a Davidson medley?
No. Three separate songs.
So featured performances.
Right.
Wow. Well. Just a whole little subset all by yourself, huh?
What no, are you doing, I'll come are you in, I'll do a song, then we'll run in someone else, and then I'll come out and do another song.
Well, I think you need to do all yours together.
No, I'm not doing that. It's stupid.
There's not enough room for me. There's too much talent doing stuff this year.
I wish you'd do that Stone Temple Pilots song that you did a few years ago.
In 99?
Can't remember the year, but
that was Summer Bash.
99.
No, he did it.
It was. I'm serious. It was like that long ago. I did that, and then that There Goes My Hero song.
What are you doing?
We're not giving out the songs that we're going to do.
Oh.
But Reiner is doing a tune.
Yes, just one.
Georgie. Junior. Junior's got something brand new worked up. George has something brand new worked up.
Now, Junior has come forth with the title of his.
Oh, he has?
Yes, he has.
Which is?
Constipation.
That was me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So he had diarrhea pants last year.
And constipation.
What's wrong with that guy?
Junior Miller?
Yeah.
He's insane.
He's so weird.
He is insane.
Hey, Danny, I want to do constipation. What do you think?
You know, you guys are going to have points ready to go because everybody's going to want to hear it.
I know. And they're going to want to hear Sweetheart Line.
Point! Point!
We'll have it ready to go.
That's right. They're going to want to hear that stuff.
Ben and Skin have a couple of surprises. Ben and Skin are probably the most talented ones up there.
Well, now, we all remember what a hit they were at Summer Bash when they did the Big Bag of Nothing.
Did you hear Ben do that the other day when he was cross-talking with Dunham and Miller? They just gave him, like, four subjects.
The Musers.
And he just whipped out a rap song.
Just started freestyling.
And it was funny and good.
Yeah. He's really good at that stuff.
He really is.
So strange, too.
And he looks like a banker.
Yeah, he's such a large, conservative young man.
He looks like a young Georgie.
Yeah, he does.
Like George's kid brother.
Coming into your living room telling you about your 401k.
Yeah.
And he whips out all that rap stuff. Very talented.
We have Bob and Dan offerings. One from each. Bob doing a very, very popular song.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
You got to come to Ticket Stock, Greg.
By the way, you know that they're out of town basically until Ticket Stock.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Literally, they will not be back here till next Friday.
I know. They're going to have to rehearse on Friday.
Oh, my God. That should be interesting.
Boy, it sure should.
Good planning.
Well, they got to follow the hockey team all over America.
What a scam they've got going.
Why?
I know.
Up there in California for a
Because they're going
week.
To California for a week. Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, I know. And I'm asking, why?
To be in California.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead,
Greg. Go ahead, Greg. We're here for you.
That was a drop. I don't have a damn thing to say.
All right. Well, anyway, come to Ticket Stock. It'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Plano Center.
Don't we have big name guests doing autograph signings?
Yeah, we got Jim McMahon.
Or Jim McMahon, as my 99-year-old grandfather says.
Jim!
That old Jim McMahon, he can throw the pill.
Now, are we going to have the INCO out there once again this year? Have Psycho Dave at the helm out there?
Sure.
That was such a huge draw last year. I don't see how he cannot do that.
You know, Rob Chickering setting everything up. What do you think? Look on what he'll
say. Very likely so. All right, so that's Ticket Stock. We'll be talking about it quite a bit more next week as we really start to ramp up for it. It is time now for us to gear up for the two-minute drill. We'll do that by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. We'll see what's up with Big Dick Hunter and how he survived his big Girls Gone Wild scene last night next.